This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
When will you allow him the opportunity to meet your needs, to be your God, and to show up and show out in your life? When? Do you just wait until a bad day comes? Don't wait until a bad day comes. Start depending on him every day for something.
Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app brings you live church services direct to your smart TV and much more. You'll also get access to Changing Your World Network, streaming grace messages and exclusive content 24 hours a day right in the app. Get unlimited streaming through Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV absolutely free. Visit your app store. Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now to start streaming. For more information, visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let our love shine bright in you. We're saved by his grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Romans chapter 4, this is a very good illustration here. Verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee, we're talking about Abraham, a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead, and even God calleth those things which be not as though they were. Underline that. God calls things that be not as if they were. Can you think of some things in your life that be not, that you would like for it to be, but it's not? Well, you got a little clue here. God called the thing that was not as though it were. So if you were sick and you're not healed, then don't call what be, call what be not. So you're not supposed to be saying I'm sick. Well, you already got that. What you're supposed to be saying is I'm healed. God called the things that be not as though they were. All right? So he goes on here, verse 18. Abraham, who against hope, believed in hope. Now, this is a very interesting thing. Against hope, believed in hope. Sounds to me like there are two realms here. There's the hope that you have in this earth realm, in this physical realm, and then there's the hope that you have from somewhere else. And I'll submit to you, it'll be the hope that you get from God's word. It's the hope that comes from another realm, a supernatural realm. And Abraham hoped against that hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So God spoke a word to Abraham. And obviously what God said, there was no hope for that to happen in the natural. And you'll see in a moment what he said. There was no hope for it to take place in the natural. So Abraham says, I am going to go against that natural hope with the hope that comes from what he said. The hope that comes from what he said. Now, this is the importance of getting in the Word of God as a Christian. Getting in the Word of God as a Christian provides hope that you can use against the hope that's in this world. But if you don't get your hope from God's Word, you will be subject to the hope that's in this world. So when systems in the world fall, and that was your only hope, when the government doesn't do something, that's your only hope, or somebody else, that's your only hope, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be stuck. I don't want to be stuck. I want to get my hope from what I find in the Word. If the Word has a promise for me, that's where I get my hope. And there are lots of people that don't know that. Lots of Christians that don't understand that.
And that's the reason why a lot of them don't get in the Word anymore, because they don't see any need to get in the Word. But the need you have to get in the Word is that's where you get your hope from. That a Christian that's in the Word should never be hopeless. Glory be to God. I got to seriously cool down, because I told you I got a shout at me somewhere. Not enough to be running around the dome. I don't know if, Brother Chris, we do that anymore, running around no dome. But that's why we get in the Word. That's why you get in the Word. Read the Word, because that's where you harvest your hope. Glory to God. You never can tell when you're going to bump in something, some hope in the world, and then it lets you down. Something you were depending on, and it lets you down. Someone you depended on, and it lets you down. A job you were depending on, and it lets you down. A relationship you depended on, and it lets you down. But when you get your hope from the Word, anytime you confront that, you have hope that you can use against that hope and still rise above that situation. If you understand what I'm saying, say amen. You'll rise above that situation. Now, you got to understand, I want to teach you. In other words, here's what I expect as a result of this series. Supernatural operation. You are no longer, say this out loud, I will no longer be bound by the hope that's in this world. My hope comes from God's Word. Amen. And so Abraham's in this situation here, and he says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, and neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So his body's dead. Sarah's womb is dead. And the Bible says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Now, there's always going to be the temptation to walk in unbelief. And it's never going to be that something's wrong with your faith. The problem's going to always be the presence of unbelief. And you got to make sure that the presence of unbelief is not there in the form of fear, in the form of worry, in the form of care. How do I know if unbelief is in my life? When you're in worry, when you are in fear, when you are in care, you are in unbelief. What do I do to get rid of that? Because, see, the devil's going to bring a thought, a contrary thought, to try to bring the presence of unbelief. And a lot of times, things don't work because of the presence of unbelief. You are born-again Christians. It is now time for us to quit living this casual life as a Christian. Oh, I'm a Christian. I have a Christian T-shirt. We go to church. Oh, hallelujah. It's time for us to rule and reign, bless God. It's time for us. People will get saved when they see the supernatural operating through your life. So welcome to World Changer Supernatural Church. Glory be to God. He didn't consider his body. So what is it that you consider when you read the Word? When the Bible gives you a promise, do you always find yourself going back to your situation and considering what's happening there? God says, I'm not considering that. He says, I'm not considering your education. I'm not considering your color. I'm not considering your past. I'm not considering anything. I gave you a word, and you're going to have to decide whether you're going to have hope in that, and you're going to believe in that, or you're going to spoil my promise that I gave you by considering your problem. You hear what I just said? You're going to spoil the promise of God by considering your problem. Don't consider your problem. Consider the. You know what it means when you consider something? That means you're rolling it over and over and over in your head again. You're considering. You know, the Bible says, I'm going to prosper you in every way. And you're going to sit up there, well, I got to consider. I don't make but $4 an hour. He didn't ask you to consider that. He didn't ask you to consider that. He's trying to show you I'm God. You don't know who you're talking to. I promise you this, and you considering that. Lord, calm down, boy. Got to teach this thing. Calm down. I feel chill bump. I know you don't move by chill bump, but thank you. You don't consider all the stuff that's going on around you. You don't consider the economy. You don't consider what they got on ABC News or Good Morning America. You don't consider none of that. You got a promise. I hope y'all ready. Your life gonna change. You ain't gonna be the same. You are coming out of average, you understand? You are not going to be no average world changers. The World Changers Nation is about to switch realms. We are not just going to be in this physical realm, but we're going to abide in a higher realm. I'm ready. I'm ready. It's time for you to cast out devils. It's time for you to lay hands on the sick. It's time for you to raise the dead. It's time for you to call things that be not as though they were. It's time for you to receive the wealth of the wicked. It's time for you to be the head and not the tail. It's time for you to be above and never again beneath. We are living in the supernatural. I can't wait for everybody to get in the house before I teach this. I got to teach it now. Abraham didn't consider his own body, now dead, the body dead, and then Sarah's womb is dead. And they're supposed to be having a kid. How you going to do that? His body dead. Her womb dead. And if they were to go to the doctor say, this ain't happening. But the Lord said. Oh, my God. See, we don't do that much more. We sit there and take what the doctor tell you and not consider what God told you. Abe, you should have thought about this about 50 years ago, bro. But it ain't gonna happen now. Sarah, it ain't gonna happen. It's dead, it's gone. But God said. There ain't no way in the world you're gonna be able to get this job. You gotta have this degree, you gotta have that degree. Oh, yeah, I know all that, but God said. Well, you know, 20 years ago it would have been a good time to start this business, but it won't work right now. Yeah. But there's only one problem with that. What? God said. My God. I'm believing God that the World Changers Nation is gonna go back to what God said instead of what somebody else said. Now, I hope you're ready for this now, because people are going to be looking at you strange now, because you're going against what they can see. You're going against what they understand. And you're now saying, I'm getting ready to rise above all of that. I'm not just going to be no average Christian no more. I am ready to rule and reign and to stand on what God has spoken to me to do. I don't know about you, but I'm not ready to curl up and just submit to what the world say. You hadn't seen God's best. Some of you ain't seen God. You're a Christian, but you ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing. You hadn't experienced nothing. Yeah, you saved, but you have no record of a supernatural happening in your life. And I don't think you ought to be a Christian and die and not experience God's supernatural happenings in your life. So I'm going to teach you so you can take hold and see some supernatural happenings in your life. In other words, God's going to do something in your life that's not supposed to happen in this natural realm. I speak it and declare it in the name of Jesus. I can't rush through this series because some of this stuff you got to catch. Some of y'all going to be notes, right, taking notes. Some of you just have to put your pen down and just say, all right, what you talk to me, Lord. You can pick it up a little later on, but the Lord said, now I want to say something to you. I'll be saying stuff in this series, and you're going to be hearing the Holy Ghost while I'm saying something. I'll be saying one thing, and the Holy Ghost will start talking to you with precision. Telling you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, why he wants you to do it. I'm ready. I've seen some stuff. And I want to see some more. Well, I'm not moved by what I see. See, you don't even know what they're talking about. That ain't. No. No, I'm not moved by the crazy stuff or the natural things of what I see. I'm moved by the Word of God. Every miracle, the bush lie, every miracle that I read in the Bible came as a result of a word from God. The church in these last days, we are stuck with the word of God
which is good. You got to start there. Because the word of God is going to create intimacy between you and God. The word of God is going to be the walkway or the pathway that leads you to a rhema word. There's a written word, that's what you see in your Bible, but then there's a rhema word, there's a word from God. And one of the reasons we hadn't seen breakthrough in our lives is because we keep living by the word of God, but we won't let the word of God take us into the bedroom where we can get an intimate word from God. See, you can get a word of God that says you will be successful, but when you go in the bedroom, the Lord will say to you, I need you to start this on this street at this time with this thing. And read the Bible. You see people who have breakthroughs because they tell you what the Lord told them to do. A word from God is the key to breakthrough in your life. So that means we're calling for not you just to get in the word of God, but to get in the word of God long enough until it leads you into intimate places where you can get a word from God. So that means you can't be this casual Christian that have no relationship with God. You're going to have to really be a real Christian. A real one, someone who knows your God. And when you know your God, you're going to hear from your God. And your God going to give you some instructions. And when you start doing the thing you heard from God, and you do it and you see breakthrough, you ain't going to be able to talk to people about, you know, what you did to make this happen. You're going to become a witness to the glory of the Lord, and you're going to have to say, the Lord told me to do this. I did it, and look at what the Lord has done. Are y'all ready for this? Some of y'all just satisfied being a little carnal Christian, you know, moved by what you see, read a little scripture, meditate on it for 2 minutes so you can quote it and then quote it to somebody. Oh, praise the Lord, you're a good little Christian. No, I'm talking about somebody that's going to wreck hell up. They're going to wreck it up. That's going to wreck hell up. When demons see you, they're going to go the other way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There'll be other demons waiting outside your door, warning demons that's trying to come in. Say, don't go in there. Don't go in there. I've been in there. I just came out. I ran out of there. Man, they'll shout a thousand hallelujahs. They'll mess you up. They know their God. We better go to some fake Christian that don't know their God, because those are supernatural people on the inside of there. Y'all ain't ready for me, man. Y'all, don't you understand what I'm... Do you see the crazy stuff going on in the world right now? They need to see some infallible proof. Don't need to hear no more word. Everybody running their mouth. Everybody got something to say. Everybody got an opinion. Show me what you say you believe. Amen? So he didn't stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith. And this is the part that got me. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Another translation says, he so depended on God that he started thanking him. He was so dependent on God that he started thanking him. Are you thanking God for the thing that hadn't showed up yet? I so depend on him, I start thanking him. Hadn't felt no different. Ain't nothing different showed up. In the world, it looks hopeless. And here I am saying, I depend on you, Lord. Thank you. I depend on you, Lord. Thank God's not going to be showing you stuff and telling you to do stuff so you can rely on your own abilities. He gets no glory out of you relying on your own performance and relying on your own ability. He gets no glory out of that. But when you start thanking God because you depend on God, do you know the only reason God gave us grace, and I'll teach this later, he gave us grace so we can totally depend on him. Yes. We keep depending on ourselves. We keep depending on the government. We keep depending on, see, you know, let me see.
Some people were so dependent on the money that came from the government, like it was gonna keep coming. And God was like, why are you dependent on the government? I've been taking care of you all this time. He said, why don't you try me? Try me. Try me.
Well, you know, government gave me that loan. Yeah, you got to pay the government back, too.
Try me.
Somewhere in your life, you're going to have to make your mind up. I'm going to depend on God. See, if you don't start depending on God now, when you really need Him, you'll have no practice depending on Him. You got to start practice depending on Him. You're so quick to run to the provisions that the world has provided. And yeah, I know there's certain provisions that God has allowed to be in the earth for you to take advantage of. Yes, but you see, you use that as an excuse. That's a real soft excuse to just keep saying, don't depend on God. Start somewhere trusting God. Lord, I ain't got no money to get no light bread. I got some beans, but I ain't got no money. Let's start somewhere. We got to quit playing church. We know how to do church, but we don't know how to do life. And now doing church ain't working no more. You can come and shout, scream, roll up and down the aisle, spit and dance, and nothing happens because you know how to do church. But do you know how to take the promises of God, take the scriptures of God, go home with it, go to sleep with it, take a shower with it, eat breakfast with it, call those things that be not as though they were, look at those bad situations in the face and say, I still will believe God. When are you going to do that? Remember an old Baptist church that you sang a song, try Jesus, he's all right. I think they said, I done tried him, and he's all right. He's a doctor in a sick room. He's all right. Y'all know nothing about that. He's a lawyer in the court. Oh, he's all right. See, the problem is you won't try him. You won't even give him a shot. When will you allow him the opportunity to meet your needs, to be your God, and to show up and show out in your life? When? Do you just wait until a bad day comes? Don't wait till a bad day comes. Start depending on Him every day for something. Amen. You wake up in the morning, I don't feel God. I don't feel good. God, I depend on you for joy today. Start small. Lord, I depend on you for insight today. Lord, I depend on you to walk in a greater level of love today. Lord, I depend on you to give me wisdom to do a good job today. Lord, I depend on you for insight and revelation. Start depending on Him. Start with something depending on Him. If you're a doctor in the hospital, Lord, I depend on you for the wisdom. Use my hands and think through me and show me how to handle this and let me see what can't be seen. That's how this works. It is not enough for us to put a t-shirt on. I'm a Christian. Praise the Lord. I ain't trying to do that no more. I want to not walk with Jesus, but I want you to see Jesus walking in me. Supernatural. 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 I'm strong in faith, and I'm going to give glory to God before anything happens. Abraham's body was dead. He gave glory to God. Sarah's womb was dead. She gave glory to God. She gave glory to God. Somebody said, my womb's not dead, my body's not dead, but my finances, they dead. Give glory to God. My relationships are dead. Give glory to God. See, you're going to find out if you really want Jesus the way you say. I mean, how does that work, you know? I'm a Christian, and I don't want to ever get in His Word.
Do you feel hopeless or trapped in a downward spiral? The truth may be that you're not living in the supernatural. In his thought-provoking four-message series, The Power of Supernatural Living, Creflo Dollar teaches that everything God promised us exists in the supernatural realm.
When you send your words from God's word out and they penetrate this supernatural realm, they come back with a deposit. And the Bible says, like rain that waters the flowers, one day it will begin to bloom. It's time for you to call things that be not as though they were. It's time for you to be above and never again beneath. We are living in the supernatural.
For a love gift of $25 or more, plus shipping and handling, these lessons can be yours today. Do not miss this blessing. Call the number on your screen or go to www.creflodollarministries.org and click eStore to secure yours while supplies last.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere. Engage with Christ on a deeper level, develop your walk with the Lord, and strengthen your faith. All of this is at your fingertips with our state-of-the-art, custom-designed app. The new Creflo Dollar Ministries app gives you unlimited access to numerous features. With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages, sermon series, and more. The app puts you right in the sanctuary with live streaming of services. You can receive practical advice for applying the Word of God to your life every day with our daily devotionals. Add events to your calendar, set reminders, get directions, share with friends, and even give securely through this platform. To get connected via the new Creflo Dollar Ministries app, visit creflodollarministries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
By the grace of God, we feed and clothe people, provide houses, visit hospitals and prisons, and do so, so much more. Every time you make a financial donation to support us, you do these things as well. The tangible relief we provide to God's precious people is only possible because of your faithful support. Thank you for supporting us as we strive to reach a lost and dying world for the Lord Jesus Christ.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to creflodollarministries.org. God bless you. Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world. And we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.